Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Thursday, November 29th, 2007. We are Stephen and Brooksine Weber. Our ministry is called Daily Encouragement Net. And as we prepare to share this message vocally here on Thursday, November 29th, we want you to be encouraged, regardless of when you may listen to it. Today's message is titled, Bearing Burdens. Two portions from Scripture texts today, Galatians 6, verse 2, and James 5, verse 16.
Bear one another's burdens. Pray for one another.
Last night we called a friend from our church in New England who's in the hospital. A mutual friend who now lives in Florida had emailed us and reported that Hope had been admitted to the hospital. Hope and her late husband John were a dear older couple in the church we served in New England. John passed away in 1999, and we stay in contact with Hope, making an effort to visit her whenever we are up in that area.
Well, Stephen and I joined together and prayed with Hope over the phone, and then we shared a few words of encouragement. We sought to fulfill the two scripture portions that I just shared earlier in our message, a mandate that I believe intended for all believers, bearing one another's burdens and praying for one another. Actually, we had several occasions to do so yesterday with people we know who would be unknown to most of you, and some also unknown to us personally, but familiar through the daily encouragement.
Well, I want to share something that could be misunderstood, particularly those of you that use email, but please hear my heart. Consider those mass forward emails that request prayer for someone unknown to us. I am sure the initial sender was earnest, although sadly this is not always the case since hoaxes exist in many forms. Perhaps the initial recipients were also a part of that circle and knew the individual involved. The email might have a touching request, often accompanied by a photo. But somebody then dresses it up a bit and creates a chain email. It often goes on to declare the more prayers, the better, with instructions to pass it on to everyone in your contact list, usually with a subtle hint that in not doing so, you must not care, or worse yet, promising an esoteric blessing if you do. The internet is a great tool to help us get out important messages quickly and to many individuals all at once with the press of the send button. But let us also use this tool responsibly and prayerfully.
Generally, bearing one another's burdens and praying for one another is relational. This is not to say that we can't pray or enlist other prayer warriors concerning a distant disaster affecting many who are personally unknown to us, such as the recent flooding in Bangladesh or the fires in California. We do this regularly as a family. Tragedies such as the Amish shootings last year certainly captured our hearts, and prayers were spoken all around the world. But generally speaking, a personal bearing of burdens is usually based on factual knowledge and is relationship-oriented.
I recall standing before my brothers and sisters, who regularly associated with one another in one of the churches I served, and asking, how can we, in praying for one another, fulfill the call to glorify God as a church body? Several thoughtfully responded, and here are some of the responses. We express our dependency on God, which is a fundamental aspect of faith. We obey God's call as expressed in the daily scripture portions I have used this morning. And surely, we show our genuine love and care for one another.
Well, whose burden can you bear today? Who can you pray for? It won't take long to identify real people in our lives who really need our prayers. Let's do it and follow up the prayer with personal contact that brings encouragement, such as, I prayed for you this morning. Or, in addition to that, the Lord laid this scripture verse on my heart that I would like to share with you.
Those phrases can be so meaningful. I have often had the weight of my heavy burdens lifted in this manner, and I do well to help lift others' burdens in that same spirit. I want to be motivated by God's love and be a representation of Him in human form to the one who needs to hear from God and have their burdens lifted.
Let's pray together. Father, as ambassadors of your heavenly kingdom, we want to be keenly sensitive to those whose difficulties seem overwhelming. Some of our brothers and sisters are weighed down with troubling circumstances that might overtake them if not for those of us who take them by the arm and pull them out of the quicksand of discouragement that ultimately leads to despair. As we walk heart to heart and hand in hand with our family of believers, we also weep with them in their sorrows and rejoice with them in their victories. Would you lay some soul upon my heart today, believer, unbeliever? Would you love those souls through me? Help me to do my part to strengthen my brother or sister in their faith journey. Reveal to me the way I can show genuine concern for the unbeliever through my caring words or in my loving deeds. The one who needs to see the love of Christ represented in human form. In the blessed name of Jesus, I pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Brooksine. And thank you, podcast listener, today for taking the time to listen to us. Our website is at dailyencouragement.net. This identical message is posted the 29th of November 2007, but we're able to put more on a website than we can through a podcast. We have several photos up today. A photo of the hope we mentioned. Great photo that came to mind today also was two of my brothers in Christ in a bear hug. Actually, at the time that I took the picture, they weren't really bearing one another's burdens, but I happen to know these two men have done that for one another many times over the years. And we also have a photo up today, just taken this morning, of today's pre-sunrise, right out from my backyard, our backyard, and it's beautiful. We have a couple selected songs today, and if you're interested, a little bit of an additional detail concerning the comments I made about these group anonymous forwarded prayer requests. A little bit of perspective that I think most people will agree with. We also have a link today, again, I mentioned yesterday, to a current update concerning our ministry. We share regarding what God is doing in our lives right now and how we're coming along. We welcome you to visit the site today, dailyencouragement.net, and all of these materials are right on the site, the 29th of November. Otherwise, just go back to that message dated that day. Have a great day, and may God use you today to bear someone's burden.